Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Becker's Dental and DSO Review podcast series. I'm Gabrielle Mason, assistant editor with Becker's Hospital Review, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Jody Martin. Jody is the chief marketing officer at Smile Brands. She is responsible for all marketing, public relations, and call center operations, and oversees the Smiles for Everyone Foundation. Jody, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump into the first conversation topic today. Jody, could you please introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about Smile Brands.
Sure. So I'm Chief Marketing Officer at Smile Brands, and I've been leading marketing teams for over 30 years across a wide variety of industries. The last 5 years I've spent in the dental space, which really incorporates everything I love about my profession. My team is responsible for helping maintain healthy patient flow at Smile Brands' 650 affiliated dental practices, for managing our branding and reputation, growing our specialty services, and successfully integrating newly acquired practices and opening de novo locations.
Great. We're so grateful and glad that you're here today. You have a ton of experience in the dental industry, and Smile Brands, of course, is one of the leading DSOs. Could you share a few points of pride with us about Smile Brands?
Well, now is a particularly exciting time to be at Smile Brands. As many listening may have heard, in December, we finalized an acquisition of Midwest Dental with 232 affiliated offices. And we're now in the process of integrating the two organizations, which is off to a great start. So that's been a really exciting change for us and for both sides. I think, you know, we truly believe we're stronger together. Some other things that about Smile Brands that make us particularly unique is that we really have an outstanding company culture, and we continue to be recognized for that culture and for our mission of delivering smiles for everyone. For 3 years running, we were on the Glassdoor Best Places to Work list. Comparably has voted us best company for happiness, for women, for diversity, for professional development. And those are things that, yeah, it's nice to have the plaque, but it's really about who we are as an organization. And we feel very honored to be recognized for those things. Just the other day, we were recognized by Real Leaders as part of their Impact Awards, where Smile Brands was ranked number 8 on a list of 150 global companies for our social impact. And, you know, part of that is just the service we provide every day to our patients. Part of that is our Smiles for Everyone Foundation that has donated over $20 million in free dentistry to people in need, both domestically and around the world, since its inception in 2011. And most recently, we've attempted to make an impact with our Safe Smile Space platform, an initiative that was launched in last year to enlist our 8,000 team members to make every location a safe haven, safe from both COVID, but also emotionally safe from the divisiveness and aggression that we're seeing around us today.
Yeah, COVID is such a huge issue for everyone, obviously, and I would love to hear a little bit more about that. But first, I mean, thank you. There are so many points of pride that Smile Brands has to offer. I would love to dive in a little more just about the transition of acquiring Midwest Dental. I know that's of interest to our audience. That's a huge undertaking. So I guess I'd just love to hear a little more of how it's gone, any sticky points.
Well, it really is off to a good start. And I think the most important part of that is that the two organizations are really very aligned culturally, and we go to market in very similar ways. So it's really a marriage of like-minded organizations. So there's not a lot of baggage that you might have to unpack in a different type of integration. The other thing is that, you know, very early on, some quick wins were identified that the teams are digging in and going after together, and that really inspires confidence that that there's a lot of good that can come from this this integration and from putting the two companies together. So there's a lot of upsides that have been identified, and many of them are already well underway.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And then you brought it up before, but we'd be remiss to not discuss the pandemic. How is COVID-19 affecting the dental industry and specifically Smile Brands patients?
Well, industry-wide, it's certainly made its impact felt, that's for sure. Every dental practice in the nation is facing higher costs due to added PPE, cleaning, pre-screening conditions, and the like. And many are dealing with, at the same time, reduced patient flow. So, you know, the ADA offers their tracking survey, every couple weeks. And the latest said that the average practice is at 78% of pre-pandemic flow. And 14% of patients surveyed say they are still too nervous to return to their dentist. So that's a serious impact. Staffing shortages remain an issue as some people have left the industry due to fear of the virus. And staff infection rates, you know, not from in-office infections, but just from being about, really can be very difficult in a small dental practice where every position is critical to the running of that office. So that's been difficult. On top of that, there are reports that more and more patients are losing dental coverage or have opted to drop dental coverage as a cost-saving measure due to pressure during the pandemic. And frankly, you know, staff, like everywhere else, people just have pandemic fatigue. We've been at this for nearly a year, and the added strain of all the extra steps that have to happen in the office, the fears, et cetera, have put a lot of pressure on staff. And that has accelerated early retirements and forced more practices to consider affiliating with a DSO than previously.
I'm curious how that ties into your role specifically. You obviously touched on it a little bit and it's all pretty intertwined, but has Smile Brands changed their marketing strategy greatly, or is it more to focus on how Smile Brands can help amid COVID?
Well, there's a few keys to how we have maintained our patient flow where others in the industry have struggled. Smile Brands for many months now has been at 95 to 100% of normal flow. And, you know, part of that is because we never closed down. So whereas so much of the industry closed down when COVID hit and then had a very, you know, slow curve to reopen, while we had some offices closed, we never closed in any given market. And so we had our protocols down, we had our PPE in place, we had our training ready for offices to resume normal practices, and that helped us a lot. And then we've spent a lot of time in marketing, with communications to reassure patients on safety protocols, to really make sure patients understood that now is not the time to forego their dental care, that dental care and overall health are highly related, in that if they want to keep themselves safe during the pandemic, you know, regular dental care is a big part of that.
Uh-oh. Just affecting the industry in so many ways. And I think it's really interesting in all aspects, specifically marketing. I think we don't necessarily think of that as much. Lastly, what are three pieces of advice you would like to give to emerging leaders in the dental industry?
Well, I think in lieu of what we're facing right now with COVID, one thing we've been saying at Smile Brands since the beginning of the pandemic is you can't go back the way you came. We've got to chart a new path. And Smile Brands has, we used a canyon metaphor when our business dropped to 10% of normal volume in mid-March last year. So we were climbing out of the canyon, and we were very clear that the path out of the canyon was not going to be the same path we took into it. And what I mean by that is, it required a leaner cost structure. It required us to look at automating certain processes that, because we needed to do it with less staff, things like patient contracts, revenue cycle management, certain accounting processes have all, benefited from the use of artificial intelligence. smart use of teledentistry. I know the whole industry sort of leapt on that when the crisis hit, and then not, you know, many of us were like, well, yeah, but you can't, you know, do any real dental care over the phone. So we really had to think where does it make sense? And, you know, ortho is one area of our business where it makes a lot of sense for virtual consultations and check-ins. And we are availing ourselves of that. And just making sure that we're continuing to expand the services we can provide, both so that people don't have to be referred out and that we can, you know, really maximize the share of the dentistry dollar. So that's the first one. Don't look back, look forward. The second piece of advice I guess I would give to any emerging leader would be make an impact. You know, I said we just got this impact award. That's not why you make an impact. But the reason to make an impact is because your employees really want to be part of something bigger than profit. You got to understand your why and use it to build a culture that can motivate and inspire people. You know, part of our success in clawing our way out of the canyon has been that, you know, we've had amazing people doing amazing things throughout this pandemic. And that is just a core part of the Smile Brands culture. And it's, you know, we always say that you can't really judge how strong your culture is during the good times. It's really how the organization, you know, kind of fares during the difficult times. And this organization has really rallied.
Yeah, I love that.
The third piece of advice I guess I would give to any emerging leaders is to get help. Dental costs, as we all know, are rising faster than reimbursement rates, and COVID has made this even harder. So, you know, trying to build it all internally and do it all alone for a solo or small group model is increasingly difficult to fund, and people need to surround themselves by partners who can help streamline processes, improve purchasing power, and provide capital for growth.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jody, for your time and these thought-provoking responses today. I think our audience will really take a lot away from it. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.